This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Colleges and universities across the country are about to get going with the new academic year if they haven't already. A good chunk of those students, past and present, probably got some help from their high school counselor. The starting point for today's installment of our series, My Economy. This one comes from a high school right outside Chicago.
My name is Aliza Gilbert. I am a college counselor at Highland Park High School in Highland Park, Illinois. I was a first-generation college student, a low-income first-generation college student. I knew that I was always going to go to college. I just didn't necessarily know kind of how to get there, how to get from point A to point B. But many of my friends had parents who had gone to college, and they were doing things like taking the SAT and taking the ACT. And so I just went along and registered because they did. It is that lens and that experience that guides me in the work that I do. I had a student who was in the top 10% of her class, and she never applied to college. And I would tell her to come and meet with me, and she would kind of dodge me. And so finally, one day, I trapped her in the hallway. And I brought her into my office and I sat her down and I said, so you have not applied to college. Like, tell me what you're thinking. And she just immediately burst into tears. At that moment, I realized that she was not documented. She had an older sister who I did not know, who had applied to college and, because of her undocumented status, was charged out-of-state tuition. She just knew that her parents could not afford that, and so she could not go to college. But by the time this young woman was in high school, Illinois was one of the number of states that had passed tuition equity legislation, which is where undocumented students who have attended a high school for 3 years have an opportunity to pay in-state tuition at a state university. And I said, well, this is what you would have to pay to go to college. And she looked at me in disbelief, and she said, we can do that. She said, we can definitely do that. But what I remember most about this was that lots of students who think that college isn't an option give up on high school, right? Because there's no reason for high school if it's not to help you go to college. And I said, well, you didn't think that. Why did you work so hard in high school? And what made you want to be so successful? And she said, I decided that if this was the only education that I was ever going to get, that I better not waste it.
Aliza Gilbert, helping kids navigate college from Highland Park High School outside of Chicago. You know, we can only do this series with your help. Share your story with us about your economy at marketplace.org.